Dr. Pinsky with a female Iamian, Neitra, N-E-I-T-R-A, Jackson. Neitra Jackson is a 45-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8/15/22. Appeared at that time she was trying to assist a resident into a wheelchair. Appeared he fell, and she tried to keep him from falling, causing her to nearly fall. Appeared she helped the patient up, but believed she injured her back as a result. Period. She went to an unspecified emergency room afterwards. Appeared she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did receive physical therapy, but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Appeared she completed a course of active treatment a few months ago. Appeared Ms. Jackson also relates that she was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 6/2/21. Appeared this resulted in injuries to her back, neck, right shoulder, and left leg. She was receiving treatments for those at the time of the subject event. She asserts that she was not supposed to do any physical labor at the position. However, when she started, she was left alone to take care of four adult individuals. She did receive trigger point injections to her neck from Dr. Grossinger. Pretty also performed injections to her wrist. In that motor vehicle accident, her car was pushed into a brick wall and her seat dislodged. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Jackson alleged on 8/15/22, she was assisting the patient into a wheelchair. Appeared the patient was falling, and she hurt her back, causing a thoracic injury. Appeared treatment records show she went to Cape Regional Emergency Room / Urgent Care that same day. She reported constant back pain in the mid-back, characterized as mild and aching. Exam found some tenderness of the thoracic muscles, but the remainder of the spine was unremarkable. She was diagnosed with a thoracic sprain and begun on prednisone and cyclobenzaprine. She was placed on activity modifications. In paragraph on 831.22, she was seen at WorkNet by Dr. Oteri, O-T-E-R-I, and his physician assistant. She related remaining out of work for 2 weeks since the urgent care visit. She was complaining of moderate pain to her lower back and right wrist. She also complained of intermittent shooting pain from her left axilla to her left elbow when leaning on her left upper extremity. She also had intermittent numbness and tingling to her right hip. She has a previous past medical history of a motor vehicle accident 2 years ago, resulting in injury to her lower back. She had an MRI at that time that revealed herniated discs. She had physical therapy for her low back. That was continuing. She also was seeing a chiropractor for her back pain. She reported that when she took her current job, she had lifting restrictions due to her back injury. As of this visit at WorkNet, she completed her prednisone and was taking Tylenol and Flexeril as needed for pain. She was diagnosed with lumbar and right wrist sprains, for which she was placed on modified duty. Her medications could continue, and she was already attending physical therapy. She was to return in 1 week. On 9/12/22, she did so, and this time saw Dr. Oteri himself. He learned she had been working for the insured for 3 months at the time of the subject event. Period. In addition to the treatment already described, he noted Dr. Gerstenberger gave her trigger shots in her neck and head to relieve her pain. She also saw her primary care physician, who wrote a prescription for oxycodone 10 milligrams. She was taking 1/4 of a tablet for pain. The chiropractor for the car accident was Dr. McCarren, M.C., capital C-A-R-E-N. She reported she was not tolerating modified duty because her work location could not accommodate it. Period. He ordered x-rays of the lumbar spine as well as an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. On 9/30/22, she did have lumbar spine x-rays. Period. It showed mild facet joint sclerosis at L5-S1 and S1-2. Period. There were no additional abnormalities. Period. She had a transitional vertebral body at the lumbosacral junction consistent with a lumborized S1. Period. Her follow-up visit with Dr. Oteri was on 9/21/22. Period. She reports 0% improvement of her symptoms. Period. He ordered physical therapy and modified activities. Period. She was going to return in 1 week after her MRI had been reported. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. She had excessive adipose tissue hanging from her arms. Period. There were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was full without crepitus, but adduction and abduction elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the left wrist was full without crepitus, but extension elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers. It was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. And then normal through manual muscle testing for right shoulder external rotation elicited tenderness, but was 5/5. Period. Resisted left wrist extension elicited radial wrist tenderness that is not physiologic. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5, bilaterally with no discomfort being elicited. Period. Extremities upper, hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue hanging from her lower extremities bilaterally. Period. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. For the rest of that is normal. Cervical, she was tender at the trapezii in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the midline or at the paravertebral musculature. For the rest of that is normal. Thoracic, she was tender superficially along the length of the midline and thoracic region. Period. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paravertebral musculature. Lumbosacral, she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 10 degrees and rise. Period. She could actively flex to 70 degrees and extend, bilaterally rotate, and bilateral side bend fully. Period. She was superficially tender in the midline throughout the length of the thoracic area. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver needed to be deferred secondary to her size. Period. Impressions. On 8/15/22, Nietzsche Jackson was trying to prevent an individual from falling while assisting him in the bathroom. Period. She guided him into his wheelchair, but believed she injured her back as a result. Period. She went to a local ER/urgent care center, where x-rays were not taken. Period. She was treated and released on medications. Period. She followed up at WorkNet, who treated her conservatively for the next several weeks. Period. She reported no improvement. Period. She eventually underwent a lumbar MRI on 9/30/22 that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. She was also supposed to get an MRI, but it is unclear if this was completed. Period. Interestingly, Ms. Jackson had been involved in a motor vehicle accident in June 2021, after which she remained symptomatic from multiple injuries. period. New paragraph, the current exam found her to be extremely obese and deconditioned, period. There was hanging adipose tissue off the upper and lower extremities. Period, there was full range of motion of the upper extremities, although tenderness in certain planes, period. She had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine, period. There was superficial tenderness in the midline and the thoracic region throughout its length, period. She had virtually full range of motion about the lumbar spine, considering her abdominal girth, period. She had superficial tenderness in the midline along the length of the lumbar spine, period. Seated straight leg raises, maneuvers were negative bilaterally at 90 degrees for low back or radicular complaints. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. In the event in question, Ms. Jackson at most sustained a soft tissue sprain that has long since fully resolved. Period. She has a known history of pre-existing herniated discs in her back that possibly experienced a temporary exacerbation from this incident. Period. She continues to treat with her personal physicians for that motor vehicle accident. Period. She has recently started another new position that she states is entirely sedentary as a program manager. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. End.